The Bible says that we might serve God without fear, that we first being delivered out of the hand of our enemies might serve Him without fear in holiness and righteousness before Him all the days of our life. All the days of our life in holiness and righteousness. That don't mean without the fear of God. It means without the fear of man. Without the fear of the devil or whoever else is our enemy. All the days of our life. In 1 Samuel 9 and 6, the Bible speaks of Samuel. Here was the servant, Saul, and his servant were looking for the asses or the donkeys that had run away from his father. And his servant said to him, said, "Behold, now here in this city is a man of God, and he is an honorable man." He is an honorable man. He has integrity. He is incorruptible. He has a sense of honor and duty that he's guided by. He has a firm adherence to a code of moral values. He stays in a quality of state of being complete or undivided. He's honest. So let's find him. Praise God. Let's go find that man. That's the kind of preacher you want to look up. Find out if he's honorable. Find out if he's more honorable than his brethren. That he will not bow to peer pressure. That he doesn't succumb to her that whispers in his ear on his pillow at night. The Bible said, don't listen to her that whispers in your ear on your pillow. Most preachers' wives rule them in this generation. That's the reason why they're so panty waist and such a bunch of soothsayers and corruptors. It's their wives that are running the show. It's not the men. It's not the Holy Ghost. In the book of Proverbs, there's a lot of wonderful sayings here about the honor that comes from fearing God, keeping His commandments, beginning in the third chapter. Proverbs 3 and verse 16. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. What is that? When you find God's wisdom. When you find the wisdom of God, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand are riches and honor. Jabez found it all because he had the wisdom of God. Her ways are ways of pleasantness and all her paths are peace. In Proverbs 4 and verse 8, exalt her wisdom and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. Time to get it is when you're young. Ecclesiastes 12 and run, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when you'll say, I have no pleasure in them. You start off with God and stay in there. Then you're going to, that gives you at least an opportunity to be promoted above your brethren. Oh, you might have your dips and dives, but everybody has those valleys and mountains to climb. You have times that you almost deny God by the way you live, your lack of faith, or your lack of love that you exhibit. All children go through all those times and teenagers, but if you just hang in there and God brings you through them. Don't quit. Don't go astray. Don't wander and forfeit something beautiful. In Proverbs, the 8th chapter, Proverbs 8 and verse 18. Riches and honor are with me, riches and honor. That's that wisdom. Praise God. Verse 12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out witty inventions. Counsel is mine. Sound wisdom, I am understanding, I have strength. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Verse 17. Verse 18, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. Praise God. All right, go a little bit further. Proverbs 13 and verse 8.